Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of regrets? You know that feeling when something happens, maybe years ago, and it just sticks with you? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. We all have moments we wish we could take back, decisions we question, and hurts that linger. I'm Brooklyn Weston, and on this episode of Daily Stoic Power, we're tackling how to practice forgiveness both for ourselves and others so we can finally ditch those heavy regrets and move forward with clarity and peace. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or saying it was okay. It's about taking control of your own narrative, freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment, and allowing yourself to heal. Think of it like this. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. So how do we actually put this into practice? Let's break down some powerful strategies. 1. Understand your triggers. What are those specific things, people, or situations that send you spiraling back into regret? Write them down. Awareness is the first step to breaking free from their grip. 2. Separate the act from the person. Remember, people make mistakes. They're human. Instead of labeling someone as bad based on their actions, try to see them as a flawed individual capable of growth and change. 3. Practice empathy. This one is tough, but seriously powerful. Try to understand why someone might have acted the way they did. Were they hurting? Insecure. Did they lack understanding? Putting yourself in their shoes can help you release some of the anger and resentment. 4. Reframe your perspective. Instead of focusing on what you lost or how you were wronged, try shifting your attention to what you've learned from the experience. How has it made you stronger? More compassionate? What valuable lessons have emerged? 5. Choose forgiveness for yourself. Forgiveness isn't a gift you give to someone else, it's a gift you give yourself. Holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you in the long run. By choosing forgiveness, you free yourself from the emotional burden and open the door to healing and growth. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You had a big argument with your best friend over something stupid, maybe a misunderstanding about a shared project or a difference of opinion on a movie. Weeks later, you're still feeling bitter, replaying the argument in your head and avoiding your friend because you're just too angry to talk. Sound familiar? Well, holding on to that anger is like letting those weeks turn into months, then years, all for something that could have been resolved with a simple conversation. Forgiveness doesn't erase the past, it allows you to learn from it and move forward. You can still acknowledge what happened, but choose not to let it define your relationship or dictate your happiness. Remember, forgiveness isn't about saying everything is fine when it's clearly not. It's about acknowledging that things happen, learning from them, and choosing to focus on the positive aspects of your life and relationships. It takes courage, yes, but trust me, the freedom you gain is worth every step. So today, I want you to ask yourself, who or what are you holding on to anger for? Is it time to release that burden and move forward with clarity and peace? Think about a specific situation where forgiveness would bring you more joy. It could be mending a broken relationship, letting go of a past hurt, or even just forgiving yourself for a mistake. Commit to taking one small step towards forgiveness today. It could be as simple as acknowledging that you're holding onto anger and choosing to let it go. Remember, the power to change your story lies within you. Choose to forgive, choose to heal, and choose to create a future filled with joy and peace. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. See you tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Power. Until then, keep it real, keep it strong, and keep striving for that inner calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.